This is Dr. Oliveros. Good morning. Today is the 10th of September of the year 2024. The first patient is Mr. Bruce Eder. The last name is Echo Delta Echo Roger. Eder, E-D-E-R. First name is Bruce. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male that we follow in this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 3A. In 2022, when the patient had meningioma surgery, he had some complications with acute kidney injury that fortunately he has recovered. He has a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea, and anemia. All of these factors are playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. He has some degree of nephrosclerosis. He had some microalbuminuria, and for that reason, the patient was given a Farxiga. He has been taking the medications all along, and the kidney function has remained very stable. Laboratory workup was done on August the 27th of 2024, and it showed a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 25, and an estimated eGFR of 55. The albumin creatinine ratio was just 31, and the protein creatinine ratio is 250 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient remains in very stable condition. We are going to continue with the same approach. He has a fasting blood sugar of 129. And he states that the blood sugar remains in that neighborhood as long as he stays away from the sweets. Following number, the type 2 diabetes is managed by the endocrinology. Following number, the proteinuria is, as mentioned above, and is under control with the administration of the Farxiga. Following number, and the patient has anemia that is managed at the Florida Cancer Center by Dr. Ahmed. The patient is overweight. He went up to 231 pounds. And for that reason, the recommendation is to decrease the caloric intake. He is doing the fasting that he just started that program a few days ago. And we emphasize the need for him to have some activity in order to control that weight. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive sleep apnea that is controlled with a CPAP. Following number, osteoarthritis. This patient is very stable. He understands what he has to do. And for that reason, we are going to give an appointment to see us in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.